In Somalia, clan rivalries are at the heart of talks that the interim government hopes will bolster its legitimacy and bring peace among Somalia's myriad factions. The reconciliation meeting opened last week, but has been marred by mortar bomb attacks. Since then, the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, announced that almost 10,000 people have fled the capital. A junior analyst for the Horn of Africa at the International Crisis Group is Hannah Stogden. She told us more about the conference.
The security situation in Mogadishu is very serious and grave at the moment. Unfortunately, the situation has deteriorated as we've approached this National Reconciliation Congress. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem as though the Congress is, you know, actually going to bring about the results that the international community had been hoping for. In fact, you know, I think the general feeling is that, you know, the Congress isn't going to have the outcomes that the international community has been hoping for. Really, I don't think that the right people have been brought to the table. For example, they haven't been able to include, for various reasons, the opposition, the Somali opposition in Asmara, which are very important political players that haven't been included. So I don't think the Congress has many positive prospects, really.